This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two of the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show as we continue to roll on right here on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully you can find us live, and if you can't, you can find us on podcasts.
No, can you, though?
It's a question.
Can you find us on podcasts?
At least our listeners are loyal, and they police things.
Here's the thing. Okay, listen. I don't know who the intern is that's responsible for putting our podcast up, and it may not be that important to him because he's an intern. And everyone knows how much I love interns. Could be a sheet.
You praise them.
I love interns. You couldn't even find a promo where I'm dissing an intern. That's how much I love interns. And that might not be true either. But damn it, is it too much to ask that our show gets put up in the right slot so that our listeners who have texted the show today, texted the show yesterday, sent me private messages on Twitter, all of them bitching that they can't get to the podcast to listen to the show that they love, because an intern just is like, whatever.
We'll put this under that unfiltered category.
Yeah, whatever.
They said some bad things. We're putting it under unfiltered.
I hope a change comes and we start getting our podcast put up the right way.
Comments made by Barry Laminack, not on Twitter, are not those of Yow Media.
What are you talking about?
In terms of the interns.
What? Oh, just because I'm berating an intern?
I'm going back. Yes, oh, okay. I'm circling
there
back.
You go. Nice call.
After those hurtful comments, we're going to have to separate you from the company name. Bro.
That's what I'm saying. The comments Barry makes about interns
because
are not those
it's
reflective
not me.
Of the
it's
opinions
the
of Yow Media.
I'm tired of getting the messages from the listener. They're like, man, I can't listen to y'all's podcast because it's the wrong one. I feel you, but I don't control that. I don't control that. But I want it for them. I want them to be able to get this fine program. I do.
I do, too. That's one thing we can agree on.
And you should, too,
Nick. And it's one thing.
A couple texts for you?
Sure.
It's one thing we agree on. That's it.
That's right.
That is the only thing. That and your shirt is salmon colored.
It's not.
Is that lavender?
It's melon.
No, lavender's purple. It's melon?
Melon or salmon or something. You know what, Robin?
It takes a real man to wear pink.
Robin said it was pink. It's not pink. And then she was kidding. She goes, no, it was salmon or melon. So there you go.
She said she called it melon?
Yeah.
Well, that seems
easy now. Easy. Comments made by Barry Laminack on this show are not necessarily those representative of Gaw Media.
Somebody takes the show. Good show, you guys. You haven't made any listeners cry today, unlike the other shows on this station. Yeah. Somebody had asked us, what did we hear about what happened with Raheel? And Kirsten explained it. And apparently, Raheel was telling a story about 9/11 when he was in school. And the teacher, they were showing people that were jumping out of the buildings, and the teacher turned it into a physics lesson.
The towers.
Yeah, the towers. And apparently the teacher put those the lesson that she taught using that as an example on the test. And as Raheel was telling the story, something in the story he said, not specifically about the act or the people or anything, but something about the story, maybe the audacity of the teacher to put it on the test. I don't know. I didn't hear it. I'm just telling you what was relayed to us, but he had laughed at something, and a caller, only hearing that and the subject, freaked out, pulled over, called in, and berated him, and claimed that he worked for Homeland Security, and you know, probably went out and put Raheel on a watch list. Who knows? But yeah, he apparently freaked out on Raheel.
Does this surprise you?
No, because most of the time, it's funny that we call them listeners because half the time they don't even listen.
Which is why they need to go back to the podcast and be able to listen.
You guys hear what you want to hear sometimes. And I'm saying you, and I'm not lumping you. It's really about 5% of the millions of people that listen to this show. There's like 5% of you that
it's
actually...
It's just a small note, though, for those who... Because there is good listeners and bad listeners.
There's great listeners.
We got a lot of great loyal listeners.
Way more good than
that. You got to understand that when you listen, a lot of times when you tune in, you didn't hear the first half, last 60 seconds,
that's right,
last 45 seconds of whatever that person is saying. So just consider that, because most people
get
don't.
The whole story.
How about just call
and
be like, hey,
out.
Why is Raheel laughing? And then they would just, oh, no, I was laughing at this. And then you don't have to get all worked up and look like
an
idiot.
That's the beauty of social media. If you miss something, eventually you go back to the podcast and you listen to it. But at the same time, if you tweet someone with the show, Like, you tweet us during the show and say, I just heard you do this and this. What an a-hole. You said this. We'll probably be quick to respond and go, wait a minute. You missed the first half of that when we said this. And we'll clear it up for you.
But and we've all been the victim of that. All three of us.
No question.
The only
we
thing
have.
Is... Raheel got the worst end. You know what I mean? He got berated on the air.
And then, of course, Dell and John just wouldn't let it go after that.
Yeah.
I mean, which we wouldn't
and
either.
They didn't have his back, which I would assume if that happened to me, you guys wouldn't either. But I'm saying otherwise, we would have everybody else's back. But
I think they got – I think they did get his back, but in a weird, different way. You know, listen, the John and Dell way. You know what I mean?
Joel, like despite what you'd like to think, if that person was wrong, I would totally have your back. Because I wouldn't want someone calling up and putting something like that, like, oh, you're laughing at 9/11? I wouldn't want anyone to do that.
That's pretty serious
stuff. It's different if, you know, if it's just sports and we're joking around about topics. But something like that, no, I certainly wouldn't let anyone do that. Because that's a little far. That's a little much.
Well, and just the only difference between you and I, obviously, is the fact that I would have your guys' back even if it wasn't something that serious. And I'd go at them on Twitter. And it would be my own personal opinion, but I'd take their ass out. I'm relentless on that.
Somebody texted the show and said, let's make interns great again. I'm with you on that. Can we get Trump in here
hats?
For that?
Can we get hats, Nick?
We're on a good roll there. I didn't have a single complaint for like 6 months.
About interns?
About the podcast, at least.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing a great
hats,
job.
Though? That would be awesome for us. We would sell these hats. Make interns great again.
Yep. Somebody wanted to know, can you guys explain the waiver wire? First time doing fantasy. Yeah, so what happens is, I believe it rotates every week, but every week the players go back into the waiver pool, so you can't just add anybody willy-nilly. So it's like once the games start, all players get on waivers, and then those waivers clear on a certain date. So it's usually like Wednesday of that week. So you can't really start making changes until Wednesday
of the week. Well, you can make claims on a Tuesday.
But it won't process until the waiver claims. And it's done in a specific order. And the order is started by a reverse of the draft. So whoever went last gets first waiver claim. And then after that, whoever makes a waiver claim and is successful, you go to the bottom of the list in waivers.
Which is, that which is a very accurate description, sounds a little bit confusing. But yeah, it's safe to say,
Yeah.
Joe, you've been waiting patiently. You want to get here in here on the Usual Suspects. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What up?
Hey, I got something for you guys. Hang on.
I love it.
Driver Joe hanging out here in H-Town. H-Town Pride, baby.
Love it.
Love it, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, just want to point out this one thing real quick.
Okay.
Hey, I know my boy was looking for some songs or somebody with the S.
Sam.
Sam. It's got to have Sam in it.
Gotta have, you know, something like Sam. Okay, so what about Samantha Fox?
Barry and I both had Samantha Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, you see?
See?
Give my boy some love, man.
Well, you know, Joe,
give
it's not...
Give my boy some love, man. He's trying. Jesus Christ.
Joe, it's not our fault that Nick is slow. All right? It's not our fault that he's slow and doesn't make his list on time.
He's got enough love when he watches the videos of Samantha Fox, but Barry and I were savvy enough to put him on our list.
I'm sure we all seen plenty of videos of Samantha Fox.
Yeah. Indeed. If you know what he's talking about, indeed, you are correct, sir.
Yep.
Hey, Joe. Gentlemen, just want to say, guys, y'all, since y'all got together and formed this little group here in the afternoon, I've been listening to you guys. Y'all are outstanding. I would love to get in the house one day. I'll just kick back here in the backyard, and I'll tend to the grill, and I'll keep the brew nice and cold for you guys.
Joe, man, we appreciate
Thank you,
buddy. It so much.
We appreciate
Give me one more
it,
honk, Joe.
It,
one more honk, Joe. One more. Did he hang up? Oh, one more
Joe,
honk. One more before you go.
Okay, hang on.
Yes. I love it.
Love it.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day, brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is
Suspects
awesome.
Suspects are on the road again. I love that.
You know there's somebody in front of him going, what, idiot? Why are you honking at me?
Next thing you know, both lanes of traffic are going to be stopped, and they're going to be out.
Fighting.
And then they see that Joe's a big dude.
I did that last night where I was coming home, and I got behind somebody that was going really, really slow. And so I went around them really fast and honked. Got up to the light, and there was a car in front of me. And then the car that was going really slow had gotten in the right lane and drove all the way up. and was just, again, going really slow, but pulled past me in the right lane to turn right. And I honked at him. And right when I honked at him, the light had turned green. And so the guy in front of me throws his hands up like, what, dude? It just turned green. And how do you explain? No, that wasn't for you.
Yeah.
That was for this. So I'm like pointing at him and pointing to the side of the road because the car wasn't there. So now it looks like I'm asking him to pull over to fight.
Isn't it amazing how certain hand gestures like,
I don't know what to do now.
Are really easy when you're upset.
Yeah.
But when you're, explanation hand gestures aren't quite.
No.
No, that wasn't for you. That was, yeah, believe me, that sign language is going to get you killed.
Or when you're like third in line at a light, and then there's the guy that's second in line, and then the guy that's first won't go, so you honk. And then the guy that's second in line
looks
like,
at you like, get like, off my ass.
Why are you honking at me? And then you have to like, you have to give the hand signal, no, in front of you, like you're trying to point over them. No, the other guy won't go.
Honking at you for not honking at him.
Yeah, exactly. Honk. Be a man.
Yeah, honk. Pretty much. Yeah, right. If car number two would have done their duty as car number two, car number three wouldn't have to get involved in the whole thing.
Yeah, that's always so troubling to me.
That's why the guy in the truck last night got involved as car number three, because one and two couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, hey, you played Sam Cooke, right, Nick?
I did.
Okay, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said Bring It On Home to Me was a much better Sam Cooke song.
Nick, there's still time.
I don't know.
Get that one in, too.
I don't know.
For the final hour, you make everybody happy and you look better.
Well.
For a brief second.
I don't know about looking better.
Joe also was, by the way, when he thought that it started with S, he put Scorpions.
Yeah.
And by the way, if we would have done my suggestion of hair metal bands, I had a Scorpions tune on there.
But we had already done hair metal bands.
I don't remember that
we had. Yeah, we did.
Nick, have we done hair metal bands?
We have, I think. Yep.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely, we did.
Why did I know that you were going to agree with that?
Well, because I think we did.
Yeah, it's fine.
Somebody said on text, I flew United to the Bahamas and paid $8 for in-flight Wi-Fi. Don't be cheap, Barry.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think it is $8.
$8?
And then it's like another $8 for like the TV, right? Or is it like a package deal, internet and TV?
Do you have to, so you don't get one or the other? You have to pay for them separately? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I think on Southwest, that's how they roll.
Dude,
Southwest.
The last time I flew was Spirit.
Oh, they make you pay for everything. Water.
Wow.
Seats don't recline.
I don't know if I'd admitted that either.
The glamorous life of a road comic? Yeah.
Was JetBlue not available?
I flew Spirit. And first of all, the seats feel like a lawn chair.
Yeah. And it feels like you're in a bus. It sounds tight. Like you're in a bus.
And you're right.
Which is comforting in the air.
You're right. It's cheap to fly. Yeah. But you get nothing.
See, that's why I love JetBlue.
I know comics.
JetBlue, you get DirecTV.
But I know comics that'll fly Spirit and because you get charged for a bag. So you can bring on like a backpack and put it under your seat. There's no charge. But you get charged like $25 for a carry-on. Or like $50 to check a bag. And then, you know, so it kind of defeats the purpose of saving money. I've known comics that are like, well, I'm going to be in this town Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and fly home Sunday. So they've worn three pairs of clothes.
Oh, so they don't have to pay to check bags in.
They just wear their clothes, yeah. And then they'll just put like underwear and socks in a duffel bag or whatever that they can put under the seat. And that's how they travel. They'll travel in three shirts, two jeans, a pair of shorts or something like that. That's nuts.
Yeah. I've flown Spirit. I won't say I'll never do it again because you never know what kind of situation you're in.
Never say never.
But, yeah, it's without a doubt the worst. It's, yeah. In terms of, you know, like, options, it's probably the worst airline. Yeah. But if you're flying without no bags, it might save you a buck.
I will say this. Based on what happened in Irma, I did like that a lot of the airlines are going $99 flights max.
Really?
Which is really a good deal.
That is cool.
If you're a flight attendant, you should apply there because you don't have to do nothing for anybody on the flight.
A buddy of mine said he just got hooked up with United. Yeah, you're right.
Go down the aisle. Would you like a drink, sir? Well, then you should have got it at the concession stand before you got on the plane.
$12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine said he just had a friend who hooked him up with United benefits. And so now he can fly anywhere in the country for $6.
So he was a friend.
How do you get benefits?
So he was a friend with benefits?
Yes, apparently.
Well.
I need new friends.
Or
so
friends
aggravated
with benefits.
People get these great deals on plane tickets because I never get them.
No.
Never.
I'm going to tell you this.
Never flown anywhere for $30.
I had friends it was Continental with buddy passes.
Uh-huh.
I was the guy that got bumped because I had a buddy pass, not a ticket, for the only flight for 4 straight days to get from Portland, Oregon back to Houston.
So did you stay at the airport?
So I'd have to have my friends there come back, pick me up, go back home. Let's try this again tomorrow. Oh, my God, buddy
passes. You'd rather
passes.
Just have paid, huh?
Yeah.
When we were talking Warriors, NASCAR Johnny had a really funny thing. He said, damn, with the sponsors like that, with all the different things that they had, he said that a Warriors post-game interview is going to sound like a NASCAR interview, and he should know he's NASCAR Johnny.
That's right.
But, yeah, could you imagine? I want to thank all these people, and you got to run the
Mountain Dew, Titans be right up, and then again, thanks again to Pepsi and Taco Bell. Boy, I can't wait to get me on a beef burrito.
Oh, if that happens, I'm just have to stop watching the NBA.
Because basically the team, again, it's a revenue stream, but the team, in order to kind of not look like they're completely just shafting them out of money, the Warriors practice facility now is going to be named after them, and there's all different elements that they're trying to include to make it look like it's really worth $20 million a year, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the interesting question I was throwing out there to you guys, I haven't seen anywhere where the Rockets have a jersey sponsor yet. A lot of teams are filing in. A lot of teams haven't filed yet. With Tillman buying the Rockets, do we see a Landry's-branded restaurant on the jerseys? And here's the flip side of that, because Kirsten in the hallway was like, oh, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Is it? Because I said that teams are constantly looking for that new revenue source because they got to pay these salaries. If you go and give it to your own company, you're throwing away. Look at what the Warriors did. What was it, $20 million a year for 3 years?
Yeah, $60
million
total.
$60 million. Yep. You're walking away from $60 million of revenue for your team by giving it to one of your companies. I don't know that you do that.
I think you should approach it like not in a, like an afterthought, like get as many sponsors as you can, and then if there's still room for Landry's,
at the start of the year, that's the thing. That makes more sense.
Here's how I would look at it. You'll know if there's value in it if he does it. If there's a Landry's restaurant or whatever, the corporate logo or whatever that ends up being it, then there's really there's to a businessman like Tillman Fertitta, there's value in it.
Because ROI, there's return on investment.
Correct, because it's like, yeah, these companies might be paying $60 million or whatever to be on a jersey, and it might be more than that for the Rockets. But is that a value for that business? If he's not on there, then that tells me there's no value in it, because he can get it obviously at a discount because it's his team now.
Yeah.
So he can get $80 million in advertising for $40 million. Most businessmen say, sign me up in a heartbeat. If he doesn't do that, then he's only looking at it from a revenue stream and doesn't think that the value exists.
Because let's be honest, because
it would mean more money to Tillman Fertitta to give the discounts and advertising to his restaurant.
Because from a value perspective, if you see a Coca-Cola or you see a Goodyear or a Harley Davidson, you already know what that is. So you're not going to go any further with it. And it's probably not going to make you buy that product anymore. But if you see, was it Rakuten, whatever. You see what the Warriors, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go on the internet and go, what is that? What do they do? At least from a brand knowledge and awareness perspective, you are getting return on investment, because now people at least are aware of who you are and what you do. So that's it. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely right. That's true.
Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've told you Mike and Tammy Gust own it. They've been operating it for over 15 years in the Houston area, and their main focus is to try and keep Houstonians safe and getting top quality service for your car without getting screwed over by a national store that loves to have you come in for a flat tire or a damaged rim and end up charging you with six other things, to where you walk out of the door feeling like you got screwed over, not talked to, and charged a whole lot of money. They are great at doing anything and everything that your vehicle needs, from custom wheels and tires to replacement wheels and tires, or maybe you just need a flat fixed, or you need a rim that was from the factory on a new car fixed instead of replacing it, so you save money. They're going to be honest with you throughout the process. They're going to take care of you with a comfortable waiting room. You can see your car being worked on, and they're going to talk to you throughout so that you know exactly what you're being charged for and what you need, as opposed to from other companies that want to sell you or charge you for what they want you to pay for. It's a great deal by great people. They're at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And while you're at it, go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com, because you can see some of the great things they've done to really, really trick out and soup up cars, trucks, and SUVs, from lift kits to rims to tires and a whole lot more. They do it all right there at American Wheel and Tire. 290 and 34th Street, AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Check them out. Tell them Joel Blank sent you, because they are the best in the business when it comes to wheels, tires, and so much more.
ESPN 97.5.
If you ever
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Making friends and picking up followers, thanks to you, the good people of Houston, Texas. Nick and his list is picking up steam with Little Soul.
Love this song.
You do not, you liar. You you listen to this right after you listen to Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. On his woofer?
Yeah, Sammy Hagar. Woofer.
Had that bass turned up.
Before Sammy took over Van Halen, he was Sammy Hagar.
Lamont said that he flew that Spirit is ghetto. He said they'd charge you for oxygen if they go.
Good point. Yeah. They are trash.
Said he flew it three times, never again. Yeah, the flyer, the pilot was making jokes about how cheap they are over the intercom.
Oh man!
At least you own it. That's the thing. Just own it. You can be cheap. Just own it. Which somebody did recommend going if you're going to fly Spirit, go to the airport and buy your ticket. Because if you do it online, they charge you a fee. But if you drive to the airport to buy your ticket, even if it's 2 months from now, just drive to the airport.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, buy your ticket. There's no fee. I'm not doing that.
Absolutely,
I would have to pay
ridiculous
the fee.
That you get charged for using the internet.
Yeah.
I honestly asked the stewardess about the noise. I'm like, is that normal? Like, I asked. Everybody thought I was being funny. I'm like, no. I'm like,
ma'am,
I've never heard that before.
Ma'am, is ever. The smoke coming out of that engine normal?
Yeah.
So we got this text. Damn it, Barry. Those are never good when they start off that way. Damn it, Barry. I requested Sammy Kershaw and was hoping to hear She Don't Know She's Beautiful so I can send it out to my mom, Nancy, who's also a listener. Nick, you know what to do.
Yep.
So do it.
Right now?
No. On the way out. Okay. Sammy Kershaw.
You're still grasping for songs.
She Don't Know. Yeah, I was going to say, your list ain't done, so it ain't going to bother you.
You
to
should
play,
be going, thank you very much. I'll do it.
To play
absolutely.
Sammy Kershaw. She
I've
Don't
got
Know
two
She's Beautiful.
To play now.
I call and honk, but my horn's a little bitch compared to Trucker Joe's.
Trucker Joe was bringing some heat.
It's probably
that
like
horn.
My Toyota's honk, that Japanese honk. You
know I know.
What that's, not a I man's
hate
honk.
That.
I hate
I
that
said
honk.
That I get in my wife's car and then I get mad at someone and I forget that she drives a Nissan Rogue whose horn is the worst horn on the planet. The only thing I can think that would be worse is like a Mini Cooper or a Volkswagen Beetle. But I got so mad. I was like, you stupid son of a... I was like, what is that? That's I was embarrassed to have road rage.
It's like somebody
with the
goosed,
horn like that.
Somebody goosed like a rodent. You just
yeah.
It's terrible.
So when we were talking about honking at the red light,
yeah.
Somebody texted and said, when I'm second in line and I honk and they turn around and look, I turn around and look like it was the person
that's
behind me.
That's a great move. I've heard that before. That's fantastic.
That is too funny.
Yeah, you're right, though, about the horn, because I'm telling you what, Joe's horn sounded like the heat coming off that thing could actually knock some cars out of the way.
Have you ever seen those trucks? They're just like, you know, I mean, they'll be like 4x4 trucks. They're usually big trucks that now have those lights that are the bars that go across them, which I don't understand.
And with it, they have the long metal horn.
But they'll have
horn.
Like a train horn on it. My buddy had a train horn That's on it. His truck. It was obnoxious, but hilarious. Unless they're behind you and honk. Which it scares the bejesus out of you. Well, and then you look like an idiot and they're all laughing at you in the truck. Yeah, that's a scary thing, but they're
though,
funny.
When you're driving and someone honks at you and you look in your rearview mirror and you hear that heet heet, but you see it's like an American-made car behind you, you're like, well, no, it wasn't them. So who else is honking at me? Because you know immediately which car that came from.
Yeah.
I'm always doing that. I'm like, nah, that wasn't who honked.
Can't be, no. Also, you got another recommendation for your list, DJ Sammy.
Oh, we gotta write that down.
Heaven. So try that and see. There's
DJ
another one.
Sammy.
Yeah, I don't like
heaven,
this.
Nick.
I don't like the listeners belling Nick out.
No,
what happened?
This is fine. 713-780-3776.
No, they need to hate.
No, we don't need
to
have him call
Nick
you.
On Twitter if you want to tweet it.
Yeah, at the producer Nick is better.
Dr. Dre on 290 said Monkey Butt needs to sponsor the Rockets. Thanks, Barry. Don't be starting that hashtag. And Vic chimed in on the whole thing with Raheel. Which I found this to be interesting.
Okay.
The caller Craig that yelled at Raheel was totally out of line. He didn't hear the whole story, not to mention even after John and Raheel's explanation, he still went crazy. The funny thing is he started off the call calmly, but ended it crazy and irate. That was from Nick. That doesn't surprise me either. I think some people tend to let their emotions get the best of them. Like as they get themselves riled up, they hear what they want to hear. So...
We've all been, like Nick said, we've all been victims of the hear what you want to hear, with people coming at all of us because of they heard what they wanted to hear and didn't hear the whole deal.
Somebody said, wait, is that texter's mom named Nancy the one that called earlier about Trump? I didn't even think about that. Was that? Oh, my goodness. I don't know if that's the case or not. That would be funny.
I don't either, but if you're just joining in, that's on you. You can hopefully find it on podcast later, but it is a way back Wednesday. It is Uncle Sam's birthday, according to Barry, so therefore we all had to have a list with Sam somewhere involved, whether it be the artist, the producer, Sam in the song. So it was a little tricky, but I think that at least you and I executed it flawlessly.
Perfectly.
Nick, on the other hand.
There you go. Sammy Kershaw. She don't know she's beautiful. That's beautiful right there.
Nick, the fact that you picked this song out on an email this morning and made sure you said we couldn't take it because you were going to claim it was well done on your part.
Smart man, Nick. Yeah. You're really good at making
really
lists.
Really well done.
Lists.
TJ is willing to hold, but he he's got a fantasy question.
Okay, so TJ, hang in there. We'll advice. Get you a fantasy.
He wants your opinion on a trade that he did. So it's not, he does know about our weekly segment with Sigmund.
Because I don't want to start that.
Right. It's just one
TJ,
call that we're taking.
Right now, we're not going to delve into any rabbit holes.
No one knows what you're talking about,
I know,
but it's hilarious.
Still fun for us. So therefore, next, we're going to get TJ and fantasy. We're also going to get to some other things in the final half hour.
Like a terrier that ate crack cocaine and then killed his owner. We need to talk about this.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
I got so a terrier. Funny. It didn't eat crack cocaine. It could do the same thing, but that sounds good. All right, so we got that fantasy football question and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Back with that and much more right here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. She don't know she's beautiful.
No time. This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This will be Nick's first request at the club in Vegas on Friday night when he starts jumping around. MGM.
Are you going to put on some Speedos and go out by the pool, drink a tall Long Island iced tea and talk to chicks and be
Long
like,
Island iced tea. I haven't had one of those.
Sup, girl. Forever.
Tighten you right up.
Yeah. I think they're a little too strong, though.
What?
Yeah, most people make them too strong. They don't know how to make them.
That was the least manly thing you've ever said.
It's like four different types. It's like rum and tequila. It's like four different types
and
of liquor.
Cola.
Yeah, there's a splash of Coke in there,
cola
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this song I was telling you guys. This song is okay. But back in 2002, on the one-year anniversary of September 11th, there was a song that came out. It's called Heaven, and it was like a dual title, Heaven and I Miss You, Daddy. And it was this little girl talking to her dad who passed away or was killed on 9/11. And me and my buddy, who is an ex-military, I think he was sniper, Marine, we're on a business trip in Florida, and we're driving down the road, and this song comes on, and we are bawling like two kids. Like, we are just crying. Like, this, I challenge any dude, especially if you have kids, but go listen to the song Heaven, I Miss You, Daddy, and it's a slow version of the one you just played, Nick. Oh, I don't have kids. I'm balling.
No question about it.
Balling. And he does have kids, and he was losing it. It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. It's one of those, like, watch Old Yeller and don't cry.
Listen, then you have no feelings.
Listen to this song and don't cry. I don't think it's possible. I'm going to find a link. I'll tweet it out, at Barry is funny. It's just the saddest, saddest thing to hear this little girl talking to her dad. Unbelievably sad.
So I felt like you last night.
Okay.
By the way. And I was going to ask you guys, like, when's the last time you cried over something that you were watching on TV or movies? Because last night.
Every day.
Last night, out of the blue, I'm flipping channels, and I had told you guys about the fact that everybody made a big deal of USC's, and for good reason, Jake Olsen, the blind center, who was named special teams player. They went back on ESPN last night, and they ran the original story.
Oh, ho.
From
did
start
it get
to
you?
Finish, and it got me because the kid, literally the night before he's going into surgery to lose his eyesight completely, went through a USC practice, and he was just so strong, and he was just so, you know, almost like nonchalant and so classy in the way he acted. And then to have USC center at the time, who has been his lifelong friend and remains his lifelong friend, say that he kept his composure until they gave him the IV, which let him know the process was going to start. He was never going to see again. And he lost it.
Damn.
And you're like, oh, man. And then, to, you know, take it this far. Then he actually does what he wanted to do, plays for USC,
right.
Does this. Then Shelly Smith, who did the original piece for ESPN, is dealing with cancer now.
Oh, yeah. So she's...
And so she comes back and says, I know that people have those what-if moments, and if things go bad and things like that. She goes, I never had them because he was there for me every step of the way. Ever since I did the story with him, we've kept in contact and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Just moving
I thought
stuff.
You were going to tell me you cried when you watched the WNBA game, but that's not the... I didn't see that.
No.
See that coming. No? All right.
I did cry when I found out Elena Deladon wasn't on our team.
Oh, did you? Our team?
Our team.
Your team?
You know, right. You know what I'm talking about. TJ, get in here. You want to talk some fantasy football. What's up?
Just got our team. Dumbass.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, TJ?
Hey, I'm the same TJ, Barry. I don't know if you remember that came through for you with the squishy toy via Twitter a while back on that segment.
Nice.
Now, what's up?
I said nice. That's good. I'm glad. How can I help?
I hate to be the guy that asks questions specifically about his team, but the trade, I got offered a trade today. Zeke Elliott and Allen Hurns for Mike Evans and the Bears running back.
And Tarik Cohen?
I'm pretty thick at, there you go, Tarik Cohen. And I'm pretty deep at wide receiver. I've got A.J. Green, Thielen, as well as Jarvis Landry on top of Mike Evans.
Now, who do you have? Okay, so
who are you giving? Are you giving Evans?
I'm getting Zeke and Hurns. Aaron Hurns, and I'm giving away Evans and Tarik Cohen.
Right, that's what I said, yeah.
And I'm just curious, it's like 100% Zeke's going to play the rest of the season, right? Or am I getting fleeced on the low, or am I doing the fleecing here?
No, it's not
100%, but I mean, the chances are in your favor. And Barry, I don't know what you think, but I think especially if he's got a plethora of receivers, for what he's giving to what he's getting, and he can still cover his butt at receiver – I think he makes the deal.
So who do you're deep at receiver. What about running back? Are you deep at running back?
Running back, I've got Lamar Miller, Tevin Coleman, and Robert Kelly.
You suck at running back.
Yeah. So Cohen was a waiver wire pickup too, right? After week one?
Correct.
Smart.
I picked up Cohen and Arizona's backup.
I would make the deal because how many receiver slots do y'all play each week? Two or three?
We're doing three, and I'm already deep at three, especially when I picked up Thielen on waivers too before Monday night.
Yeah.
And
so I mean
I'm
you could
pretty
play
thick.
And flex, I'm guessing you probably need a little help there.
A little bit. I mean, I've got some wide receiver. Like, I think I currently have Landry Jones. Or, I mean, not Landry Jones. Jarvis Landry has the flex with Evan starting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with me getting Zeke, obviously I'll throw Zeke into an RB1 and then move probably Coleman or someone else to the flex.
Is it a PPR league?
It's not PPR.
Okay. So I feel like I think that your guys, from just a pure player's perspective, I feel like that Evans and Cohen are maybe a little bit stronger, but I would still do the deal just to get Elliott on that roster if you're hurting a running back. And then, because Hurns would fit into your flex spot as well with the other receiver you said you picked up.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too.
Yeah,
you basically
Hurns is technically at number one now with Robinson going down, right?
Yep, he is.
I told you, he's
a possession receiver, which means he probably is going to get more touchdowns in the red zone than what's the other kid's name?
Marquise Lee.
Yeah, he's a speedster. I mean, Marquise Lee's going to get more yardage,
and
I think.
And Westbrook.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I gave it to you real quick, and the short nasty is you make the deal. Basically, one of the two guys you're giving up, you picked up on waivers. You're deep at receiver. Your running backs kind of suck. You get Zeke back, and you get a guy that, because of injuries, probably going to get more usage instead of giving up a guy that's still going to share carries in Chicago and a guy where you don't, even if you lose him, you've got guys to cover. I think it's a no-brainer.
And I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so I just wanted to get y'all opinion. Thanks for taking my call specific to my team. Listeners, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Brady, if you're listening, turn your radio off. I already accepted the trade anyway.
Appreciate it, TJ.
There you go. Good call, TJ. Thanks for playing along. All right, one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. We're the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
But you saw it on... You guys bait me into this.
You don't listen to him in your ear go,
hot.
Every time. Every
Hey, we're back on the
time.
Usual Suspects. One segment to go before we turn it over to Fred AJ and the Blitz.
Hot.
PJ, we apologize. The board said TJ.
Yeah. PJ, he tweeted to me.
You
like,
know who puts the names on the board, right?
Interns! Yep. Damn you, go. Interns!
Everything always comes full circle.
Nick, somebody wanted to know what the song you opened with the 3 o'clock hour with.
You don't Something even remember, that a listener suggested that you pulled out of your fanny.
You don't even remember, do you? You don't even know, do you? Okay.
The Sam Cooke song was my first song, by the way.
Change gonna come, Sam Cooke? Yeah. Okay. Guys, we're having another debate at work. Need your help. With everyone, with everything he's done recently, would you trade J.J. Watt for a Super Bowl championship this year? In other words, if you could trade J.J. now, mm-hmm. and it would guarantee you a Super Bowl win, would you do it?
Can I still name the Grand Parkway after him?
No.
I would.
You would trade J.J. for a Super Bowl championship?
Yep.
I would in a freaking heartbeat.
Yep.
Because Super Bowl championships just don't come around that often, especially in a little old town called Houston.
I was going to say, you...
This ain't Green
think
Bay.
That Houston, no?
This ain't Pittsburgh. No. This ain't Dallas. This ain't even San Francisco. This is H-Town.
Yeah. See, you freaked me. Thank God for Justin Verlander last night, because you freaked me the hell out when you started talking about the fact that
getting
we could
caught,
be talking
swept.
About getting caught by the Angels late in the year. I'm like, oh, my God, would that be excruciating.
It would be such a Houston thing to have happen, but it was not out of the realm of possibility. They certainly helped themselves
Is it
a
five
whole
now?
Lot. A whole lot. The magic number?
Yeah, it was seven. And
no,
then
it was
it's
nine,
an angel.
Wasn't it? Or they had lost two, the Angels did? Because it was nine before they got swept by the Athletics.
I thought somewhere it was seven. And
okay.
It, regardless,
yeah, I think it was
they
six.
Got two because an
be
Angel
six.
Loss and an Astros win last
yeah.
night.
Yeah, they definitely get two after yeah. last night, so I think it's six now, but I could be wrong. Yeah.
Let's hope that thing whittles down quickly, because you got other teams already celebrating that they're wrapping up divisions and such.
Right.
So let's be the next team and get that off the books, because unfortunately, I just don't see catching the Indians.
No, as hot as they are?
It sucks, too, but man, and it bothers me, but... It looks like yeah. the harsh reality is you are going to face the Red Sox.
Yeah, probably. I teased this story a couple of segments ago, but this dog, this terrier.
Oh, yeah.
This is a weird story. So there's this BBC camera crew,
mm-hmm.
and they're interviewing a guy who's on drugs, and they're doing a documentary. Mario Perevoito.
I'll take your word for
probably
it.
Probably not right.
I'll take your word for it.
He says with no confidence
right?
in his voice. Mario Perevoito BBC was doing a documentary on his drug use. At which point, as soon as they stop rolling, the terrier eats crack cocaine and mauls Mario's face and neck off. The terrier had eight times the human drug drive limit of crack in his system and proceeds to maul the guy in front of the BBC crew. And the crew did nothing. Just watch this dude get attacked by his dog. I mean, how would you step in if a dog is on crack and mauling somebody?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how big the dog is.
Well, I mean,
a terrier, which we have, which doesn't need crack to do pretty much exactly what you're talking about, is one thing.
You have one, right?
Yeah, we got a terrier that literally is the boss and has a bad attitude. But, crack obviously adds a whole new element to the scenario. But it's one thing. A terrier, Nick, you're a dog guy, but I mean, a terrier is one thing. I mean, if we're talking about a Rottweiler or a pit bull, I'm not, crack or not, I'm not doing that. But a terrier, you can control a terrier.
Crushed his larynx? Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's in, like, yeah, there's a thing like you should be more responsible with your crack, sir. Like, you can't just be a crackhead leaving your crack around all willy-nilly around dogs and kids.
How long did it take PETA to get in contact with these people,
too? Who knows? Maybe PETA's like, well, he got what he deserved for letting his dog eat crack. That's just insane, man.
It is nuts.
Shooting a documentary on drug use, and then you get attacked by your crackhead dog. That's karma. That's what that is. That is definitely karma.
Without question, but that's, oh, man. Okay. How about this one? How about I found a guy that, a homeless man, terrified McDonald's workers by waving his, I guess I can say it, right? Waving his junk around with
penis?
One hand.
Yeah, so, his penis. Okay.
So he was waving his penis in one hand, a knife in the other. Edward James Wright already had threatened staff at a nearby gas station, then held someone up with a knife before he got to the McDonald's. He pleaded guilty to charges of robbery, possessing a knife, assault, criminal damage, and exposure. They described how he chased a man he had tried to mug to the McDonald's at 6:30 in the morning on August 28th. He said the defendant approached and began banging his knife against the drive-thru window. He appeared to damage the knife. So in response to that, he took his penis out of his trousers and began waving that around to the people who were inside.
Did he threaten to cut him with that too?
I don't know.
Stab him with it?
Well, that would tell you something about what they were dealing with from the size of the weapon he was carrying.
I will stab you with this nut. Damn it. I will stab you with this penis.
I will beat. Oh, never mind.
Like, you got to be pretty confident to pull your penis out of the McDonald's. Not only just to pull it out, but then to threaten people with it. You've got to have a lot of confidence in your penis. Like, there's not a lot of dudes with a small one that's going around pulling it out and then threatening people with it.
It takes some balls to do something like that.
Well, there's that, too. There's definitely that.
Yeah, it's not the first thing I think about if I break the knife.
I wonder if this dude ate his friend's crack and did that.
I was going to say, otherwise he got the leftovers from the terrier and he went to work.
That's just nuts.
Oh, I see what you did there.
God, I feel so cheap for that. I just made a...